I miss a green, for example, I'm already upset. When I find my ball in the bunker, I'm really upset. And when I find my ball in a
fried egg.
The dreaded fried egg.
Fried egg lie, I'm about ready to run off the golf course.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Fried Egg Podcast. We have our three-man weave. With us is Tron Carter from No Laying Up and DJ Pyhowski from Scratch. Gentlemen, live from the blog cabin.
Andrew, thank you for having us. Welcome to Jacksonville. Tron and I are happy to host you this week.
You know, the land of low-cost goods and services, it's, you know, I've been getting a lot of pressure across the board from people saying, look how great Jacksonville is.
What's your take so far?
You know, it seems pretty nice. It's a little over-commercialized for me. Too many chains. But
you haven't been anywhere yet.
I've spent too much time at G-Max restaurant, Nona Blue.
Two nights in a row.
Technically, it's a chain. There's two locations.
two locations. Commercialized.
How good was G-Max place yesterday?
It was a fun time.
Great dinner. It was kind of a golf Twitter meetup. Yeah. Almost like a G20 summit kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Getting a lot of heat about the Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson thing. It's been coming from all angles. And then Rory piled on.
Rory piled on? Yeah. Oh, yesterday in the presser.
Yeah.
It was collateral damage. Unintended shot.
That was despicable.
Somebody tipped him off. He's got American bias now that he's married to American.
Gross.
Ernie never won the Players. Phil did.
You know what? Moving on. You know, I think the biggest announcement of the week has been the lift of the couture.
The fatwa?
Yeah. From Tron Carter.
It was time. I've listened, you know, I listened to the evidence and...
What made you out to begin with? Can we start there?
He stinks.
He very much doesn't stink. Objectively doesn't stink.
He lacks pop.
Fair.
So, I've changed it from he lacks pop can't play to he lacks pop can play.
Okay.
So, LPCP is still a thing. But, I don't know. It was time to lift the fatwa. And I'd heard the bulk of the evidence was overwhelming. That
Kutcher, he just gets it.
He gets it.
He's woke. Super woke. Great. I'm happy to have you on the team.
So now I want to revisit something we talked about: best player without a major. Is it Matt Kuchar?
No, absolutely not. It's Monty.
It's Monty.
Monty's the best player without a major, and the best player without a PGA Tour win.
You know, we had Bernhard in the blog cabin earlier this morning.
Delivered a nice tray of donuts to the cabin.
The most disappointing thing is I realized when we left is that I didn't ask him, has Monty gotten surlier on the Champions Tour or more receptive to American fans?
Here's the thing that you guys should do this week while you're here. You've got PGA Tour employees rolling around all over the place. Talk to some of them about Monty. Talk to some of the Champions people about Monty, because they will tell you nothing but great things.
I love Monty.
They love him. Like... I think the surliness is greatly exaggerated. I think some of it, maybe you talk about American bias. I think maybe they don't get the British lifestyle.
You know, once the world found out about the national parks, it's been a revelation for his image.
His brand.
You want to talk through that?
Oh, I want to keep that on the back burner.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to ruin that one.
So are you
more
gonna,
to come.
Tron, you know, are you going to go watch Cooch this week?
I am. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Who's he playing with?
That's a good question. I was going to look it up here.
He's
got Sergio, Adam Scott, and Cooch. It's a featured pairing.
It's a globalist pairing.
That's
two dudes that
great.
Live in Switzerland, and then Cooch lives in Sea Island, which might as well be Switzerland.
That's a great group.
Mm-hmm. That is a good group.
Yeah, Dustin, JT, and who? Rory
right
behind
him. Oh, man.
McRib. I'll probably go out and watch him a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't like his style of play.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So watching, I don't know. I know maybe Andy's a bigger guy on this than you, but like, I am so down with the different styles of play. I get like just turned on watching the different styles of play. And that's where like watching Sergio, Adam Scott, Dustin, JT, and Rory all kind of in the same group, and then watching how Cooch plays against that, like, that's awesome.
I think that's it's like at the Ryder Cup when they were doing the
number six or whatever.
That was insane. Just these massive bombs, and then Kucher is just this scrapey ass fade.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the big publicized story of the week is the lifting of the fatwa from Kucher. But I got ghosted again by Wes Bryan.
Sad.
He's in my head.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I don't think he's being mean. I don't think he's doing it. I think he just knows.
I kept my distance, but I availed myself.
Yeah.
And he just completely.
Yeah. Another big thing, early week action, squashing the beef with Smiley.
People are capable of change, Andy.
It's been a big week of change for you. Course changes, Tron changes.
Feels mm-hmm. good.
It's a week of change.
Feels good.
It's
positive Tron.
Spieth was there to witness.
Yeah. You know, Jay Spencer, you know, gave his stamp of approval.
While you were getting in his head about the U.S. Open.
No. DJ was getting in his head. Not I.
I don't know. Let's just see. Let's see how he plays. Yeah. I think Spieth, you heard it here first. I think Spieth might be a little worried knowing that Andy Johnson, a.k.a. the fried egg, is heading to local qualifying next week for U.S. Open. I think Spieth is like, you know, I know I got one of these. I was hoping to get more, but there's all these young guys coming up.
This young guy that's 31.
I don't know. I think his temper changed, or his demeanor changed after he found out you were a competitor.
He's going to want to get his amateur status back.
It very much didn't.
He compete couldn't. With you on the cocktail.
Couldn't have been more unaffected by the comment.
Couldn't have been.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, but
talk a little architecture.
Yeah, Smiley great. Perked up when we started talking about Vestavia.
Yeah,
Hills Country Club.
I'm telling. I think there's a new age on the tour where the younger guys are. You know,
great awakening.
Yeah,
I'm surprised when Smiley went on the Foreplay Pod that they didn't ask him about any golf course architecture.
Speaking of young guys getting into architecture, you had spent some time with Grayson today.
I did. Grayson Murray. He's on his website. He says that he's into golf course architecture. So I wanted to ask him about it. Everybody else was asking him about Twitter and firing his caddy. And I might have been the only person
and how to catch a predator.
But I asked him about architecture. You know, he prefaced everything with, you know, I want to learn more about it, but you know, I got to play with he got to play with Gil Hance, and he was really
Gil Hance, so hot right now.
Yeah, hot name in architecture. So, but it was interesting, a little different side of Grayson Murray. You know,
that's great.
Yeah,
good to hear.
So,
gotta report the good with the bad.
Yeah. What about the course?
You tell us.
I haven't
you
been
tell
out
us.
There
you
yet.
Walked them, you walked yeah. them all the other
You guys
time.
Pulled me back to the blog cabin from me doing actual no laying up. I was creating content for no laying up, which is like the rarest thing in the world. I was writing something.
You're not a content
and you,
creator.
And you pulled me away from the media center.
Tron's wearing tennis shorts right now, by the way.
Yeah.
For full visual.
Walmart, baby. Russell Athletic. Walmart.
He rolls up to the media center in athletic shorts,
neon yellow.
And a polo. Last 2 days,
Pasa Tiempo polo. Though to be fair,
unprecedented. And then he spent a lot of time in the Callaway tour truck, just pulling out gear. You know,
Furyk was in there.
Really?
Yeah. And like, I think he was wearing like a LeBron jersey or something.
What's
Furyk also woke? I feel like you. What's I don't want to change too much in one day, but I feel like people are going to come around on Furyk.
Since
Porter
that wrist injury, Furyk's just been kind of like stinks.
Yeah, he's been kind of quickly becoming.
He was wearing
man.
Like athletic shorts and a t-shirt and flip flops in there. I mean, we were on the same wavelength.
Tron moves down to Jacksonville. And starts adopting that Furyk lifestyle. He lives right down the road.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville native.
Can I just say, VJ's resident. Truck?
Oh, it's a monster.
Wow. I have a whole new concept of VJ Singh.
That's what I'm saying. All these guys are so three-dimensional. You got to get out here and see these guys. There's so much more to
his truck is like, the only truck I've seen bigger on tour than that is Brian Harman's.
Ironic.
Brian Harman's got a big-ass truck. But, I mean, VJ's
little guy.
Is murdered out. He's got that matte black.
Very cool.
Really cool truck.
I gained more respect for VJ Singh after seeing his, it's like a monster truck. Like, he's like a 52-year-old dude driving around and like a...
Refuses to play the Champions Tour.
Yeah. He refuses to get old.
This is a good discussion about the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell us. I went to the concert last night and Finau was grinding. Finau was playing a practice round. They're having the concert on 17 and Finau is just still looping the course, still grinding out there.
You know, I got to get out and watch people play 12. You know, the lots of negative feedback about the left side of 12. Just, you know, dishing balls into the water. But, like, what good is a hole if it's just a layup birdie for long hitters?
So guys were pretty split about whether they're going to go for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith said he's definitely going to go for it all week. DJ said he's laying up.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Dustin?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
That's interesting.
It's not an easy layup.
That's the thing, yeah. I mean, well, I'm just lifting your takes here that we were talking about last night, but there's so many pins on that green that are going to make it really tough to get to.
If they put the pin, like, front left, even front right, I mean, just anywhere in the front, that's going to be
tough. I think front right's the only, like, quote-unquote easy one.
I don't know.
I think that's harder than...
The right side will be easier... Well, it's kind of hard. If you miss it right, then you're short-sighted if it's on the right.
Back right is just toast. Like that's
back right's brutal.
Yeah.
If you lay up, you have like a blind shot.
Yeah.
So here's a question. Do you think this course gets... Do you think guys like over manage it? Like too much course management? They get too far inside their own heads and get too cautious? Like trying to plan it out?
I think it's just... It's unique. There's a lot of like nuance in what you gotta have to do. It's.
I feel like the only way it would get like that is if, is a brand new hole like this. Like all the other holes on pretty tour. Stock, I mean, there's just like such a big body of data that's like.
This is how you.
This is what happens when you lay up. This is what happens when you go for it.
Here's something interesting. Spieth said to Zach at dinner. Like he was they were talking about the course and the greens. As he talked about, they put all new grass in, so it's like a better Bermuda. And Spieth was talking about how he loves grainy greens because that's what he grew up on, grainy Bermuda.
We talked about that at the Tour Championship.
So now these greens have like no grain, so they're like pure. So there is like a little Bermuda advantage that is taken away a little bit because like the grainy greens favors guys that. Have played a ton on gray greens, which, is just,
Well, I did not fare well on grainy greens when we played last week. I just totally, I think on maybe the 15th hole, I realized, I hadn't been reading the green. I want to do that. It's my, ninth putt of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
The grain is not fun to deal with.
Not good.
Too many variables.
Mm-hmm. So, what's going to be your strategy with Wes now? You know, he seems to be getting under your skin.
I'm just going to keep doing me. Keep being me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like I said, I think Wes kind of knows what he's doing. I think he knows what irks these internet trolls like yourself.
Not an internet troll.
He knows, if you just pop him right back in the face, that's how you beat the bully.
It's kind of a stressful week for me. There's trouble lurking around every corner.
No doubt, it's reminiscent of the golf course. You got to just manage your game out there, man.
I got to keep my head on the swivel.
Yeah, you can make some big numbers really fast. Walking around that media center, walking around the golf course, walking around the locker room. There's all kinds of hazards out there.
I mean, I might get beat up in the bathroom.
Not everyone in the blog cabin is safe. Who knows?
It's
I need some sleep. I'm like post take.
Low take.
Yeah, they've had us on an itinerary. It's just been a thing after another, and you know, not a lot of sleep.
That's the takeaway.
I gotta get like at least 6 hours tonight.
Yeah, I might need a nap. I might need a recharge.
I might go jump in the pool
after this.
Jump with the bald eagle floaty.
You know, who do you guys like this week?
I got two picks. Are we going favorite dark horse?
Sure.
Favorite, Justin Rose.
That's what Solly said yesterday.
Really? I don't know, man. He to me is, we can get into the Westwood thing later, but he to me is the guy that's like similar, meaning that like he's almost never going to shoot himself out of things, except for he also seems to have the capability to close it out and get it done. And I don't know, he's played well here. I think he shot like 63 or 64, or I think maybe it was 64, 65 in the final round a couple years ago, shot up the leaderboard. Like, I don't know, I think he is going to be there. And I liked my dark horse until I was talking to, I think it was Sarson, was Russell Henley. But then I'm thinking about it, and these greens are going to be super firm this week.
Does he have a low ball foot?
No, I just think he's kind of one of those guys that, like, he seems like he just makes a bazillion birdies on kind of some of the softer courses and stuff like that. You never totally see him. Although he played well at Augusta. Augusta was soft. Honda's, yeah, maybe it's a bad, maybe it's a bad take. I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to stick with Russell Henley.
Tron?
I like Kisner. I think he's playing really well right now. I think the favorite for me is probably Kuchar.
Yeah. All the way in.
You're all in.
I don't want to watch a single shot that he hits, but like big picture.
Yeah.
I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's great.
He's trending. Horse for course. I mean, I think
two horses for course.
Two players championships gets him into the Hall of Fame.
Two majors.
And then dark horse, let me go Daniel Summerhayes.
Yeah, love it.
Best, in my opinion, the best player to not win on the PGA Tour yet, besides Monty.
We need to get Monty some sponsors exemptions so he can get back on the quest.
Slay the dragon.
We need to get Monty healthy. He's hurt right now.
You know, I think I feel Spieth this week.
It's quite Spiethy.
You know, he's missed the last two cuts here.
Yeah, but he almost won the first year.
I know, but I'm debating who to pick in my one and done league, and I'm so worried about a missed cut though. Like, you can't get 0 points from Spieth.
That's true.
You know, but at the same time, I just feel like he's burgeoning.
I mean, I think it's like, it's not that he hits it short by any stretch, but, you know, it's what they say about this course all the time, where it pinches in at 310, 315, whatever. So all these, like, it's basically gets into the second shot thing where it's like you're looking for the best iron player or the best putter. I mean, it's pretty much him.
And my dark horse is, I'm feeling the Burned.
Really? Oh, yeah.
He's been on fire.
No doubt.
On the European tour, and
Sagarin's love him right now.
Nobody knows Burned.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, you know,
that Wiesberger guy?
To know the Burned.
I mean, even it's hard for, like,
he always talk makes about it's just Augusta.
It's too. American bias. It's hard, man. He almost won that PGA, and still people are kind of like, "Yeah. Yeah, he's from a different country." Like,
you know who's quickly becoming the forgotten man? Matsuyama.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Matsuyama.
That's
anymore.
True.
He was blazing. He was the hottest player in the world.
It's another good course for him.
A few months and then just.
I think that's the golf though. Like, you go in these stretches where you get hot for, like, there's only a few select great ones are hot all the time.
Only one.
Yeah.
John Rahm.
Yeah, John Rahm, Tiger.
We didn't even talk about John.
Very
Rahm.
Good litmus test for John Rahm this week.
I just he hasn't missed a cut as a pro.
So silly.
And he didn't finish outside the top 10 as in college for 2 years. Like, he just such a consistent, but it's a fad.
Tell you who else I like. A little dark horse action this week. Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Sure.
Fitzy.
I think this course suits him. I don't know if his ball flight's quite high enough.
He went to Northwestern.
He did go to Northwestern. For what, like 3 weeks?
I'm just going to bring it up every time.
Jake Nichols loves Fitzy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I love Jake Nichols.
Yeah. We were talking about him. He actually said he's a better ball striker than Spieth. I think, as I remember, as I recall. Don't hold me to this.
Can we talk about your boy Mark Hubbard?
Oh.
Homeless Hubs.
Yeah, I got to meet Mark Hubbard today.
What a great vibe, huh?
Oh, man. Just two low-energy guys. Just
a couple guys that just aren't going to get, they're not going to get too worried about things.
Well, it was funny. We, you know, I've got some scruff, and I'm wearing some Ray-Bans. And, you know, nobody's talking to Hubs. And I walk up to him, and he's got, you know, his scruff and Ray-Bans on. And we just, you know, we talked about skiing and music.
I got to say, I knew, so the way that the Players' Championship does it is cool. They do a first-timers press conference every year. They have everybody playing the tournament for the first time. Comes down in kind of like this big scrum on the back lawn, just kind of a big circle. And anybody can walk up and interview, you know, anybody. And so there's a lot of players and media just kind of swirling around in this spot.
It was a great scrum.
Great scene.
I think you could even say it was scrumptious.
Yeah, and so derailed my train of thought. So there's a lot of players, a lot of media, like all mixed about, and I know who Mark Hubbard is. Like, I've seen him 100 times, and I still like couldn't tell if he was player or media. And I like had to look at his name tag for like to try to figure out who he was. There's only maybe three guys on tour that I have to look at their name tag.
I know the backstory on almost all these guys on tour, and Mark Hubbard had no clue. I was like, "Where are you from?"
Yeah, yeah,
you know. And
he reminds me of another Mark Burke from Pipe Dream.
Jeez.
Why do you call him Homeless Hubs?
That's his email. His email is Homeless Hubs. Well,
don't give away the email. People are going to be blown up Mark Hubbard. It's his Twitter. That's why I do it.
Homeless Hubs?
Homeless Hubs.
You need to follow this guy.
Yeah, check him out.
Oh, he's the man.
They have good takes?
He lives in Denver?
He's from there.
Okay.
I don't know where he lives now. He's homeless.
Pipe Dream.
He's a very cool dude. He's very well cultured.
Yeah.
You know, he's into music. He's a skier. He thinks he might be the best skier on the PGA Tour.
He might be the wokest dude on tour.
Better than Phil?
Well, if you ask Phil, definitely not. But see, that's if you ask everybody else, yeah. Well, it depends. The media might drive that Phil's the best skier on tour.
American bias.
Yeah, American bias. They're just shitting on Hubbard.
So Hubbard's not getting enough press, you're saying?
No, he I don't think he wants press.
Yeah.
How did Homeless Hubs get in?
Must be 125.
Top 125. Definitely 125.
How is JJ Spahn not in this week?
It's just not how it works.
I'm so angry about that. He's like a top 5 player in the world.
I think, look, shout out JJ Spahn. Love JJ Spahn.
He wanted to respond this week.
I think he's had good finishes, but he hasn't had, like...
He's like the postman.
He hasn't had anything that's going to bump him up to, like, you know, top
15. He's got to be, like, 15. Top 50.
He's probably in the top 50.
No, he's not top 50.
Or top 50 in the world? Or
yeah, you have to be top
50. Oh, yeah.
You have to be, I think it's 125 last year or top 50 in the world.
I think there's a mini money list... I think, I don't know, I gotta check, but I think there's like a mini list throughout the year, like numbers 1 through X. That aren't already in on 2017, like get in, which is, I'm guessing, how Cantlay got in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Dude, there's like an insane Cantlay might win run of tee times tomorrow afternoon.
It's the best field in golf.
1:19 p.m. is Reed, Watson, Koepka. 1:30, Rahm, Rose, Keimer. 141, Garcia, Scott, Kuchar. 152, DJ, JT, Rory. Like, that is a...
203.
203, then we go Mackenzie Hughes, Hermie, and KJ Choi.
Past champ.
Yeah.
All right. Rafael Cabrera Bello.
Overrated, underrated?
Overrated, underrated. Properly rated.
I think he is, because we put way too much weight on wins, he's underrated.
I agree.
But in the win culture, he's overrated because he doesn't win. But he finishes, he racks top 20s.
Sounds like another guy. Kuchar.
No, he pounds it, though. He has plenty of pop.
He's got all the pop.
Yeah. He lacks closing speed.
Yeah.
He lacks pop at the point of attack.
How about...
This gets blown out of the hole.
There's different kinds of the gap. Yeah, there's different kinds of cop.
Our boy ZB hitting the ceremonial opening tee shot this week.
You know, he was the PGA Tour ambassador of the... The first annual Monday Shootout.
The Sawgrass Shootout. Andy's too modest to mention it. Andy with a huge W this year. We had an 8-man shootout. One person knocked out on each hole. Zach Blair came out to have a little tour player representation. Andy slayed the dragon.
I think that's why he was wearing a like a buff today.
Zach was?
Oh, yeah, I mean, looked like an Arab guy.
Really?
Yeah. An Arab Mormon out there.
Huh.
His caddy might be the most interesting planet.
His caddy used to caddy for Johnny Miller.
Yeah.
He caddied for Lehman for like 22 years too. And Johnny Miller, he said Johnny would have won at least one Masters if he would have been on the bag.
Wow. That's a hot take.
Because back then you could...
Oh, right. You had to take a...
You had to take one. And caddies could line up the players. Right. Stand behind them the whole time and... Line him up, and he said that's what he used to do with Johnny. Johnny missed 6 putts inside of 6 feet in the first round, I think, that year.
Man,
it's gonna be so hard to watch your caddy.
He was out there watching, he was following his guy, but like watching somebody else loop for him. He was like, it was the most painful thing he's ever experienced.
Man,
guys, 68 going on like 30.
That's how I felt in the shootout. Just.
DJ's very, very, you know, he's bummed out because he played really good golf but got ejected. He made a bad bogey at the wrong time.
Yep, a bad chip, lost
in
the chip off.
Lost in the chip off. So we eliminated.
Really should have been able to beat Thrill. Who else was Thrill and Tron and Panther Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Should have been able to beat those guys in the chip off. Just couldn't get it done.
DJ's got video coming. You know, it was a good time. Next year, you know, we're taking
spots. I think taking reservations.
I'd like to get it up to like 16 next year.
I think it's like 60. I think it's like 6 groups of 10, and you just whittle it down.
Yeah, and then there's the final shootout of all the pool winners.
Yeah, that's what the member guest thing.
Blaine Barber committed today.
Committed?
Yeah, he
was bummed he couldn't make it.
Yeah, he has committed to play. So, you know, now we've got
that's what it's got to be. I think it's you do it like a member guest. It's all flighted, and the winners of all the flights get into the final shootout.
I like that.
It's, anyways.
One, come all.
Yeah, so the invitation's
open. Send Andy an email if you want to play.
Oak Bridge National.
He might not respond.
Yeah, I'm thinking about putting up an email responder that says
I just didn't get to it.
Yeah, do not take offense if I don't respond to your email.
Let's talk. Can we talk Pete Dye?
What do you want to talk about Pete Dye?
I want you to talk Pete Dye. This is a huge week for Pete Dye, I feel like. I feel like this is like, you know, the biggest part of the Pete Dye narrative.
So I think
it's kind of a quandary, huh?
He understands the psychology of design as well as any architect has ever done especially for touring pros. You know, where he's got this golf course and it's visually intimidating. There's always preferred lines of play on tee shots, and you know, if you play those preferred lines, you usually gain a better angle to approach and you get a shorter approach. But those lines of play always carry on risk of whether it be a bunker or a hazard or, you know, out of bounds. And so you've got these, you know, and it's constantly testing somebody's aversion to risk. And as soon as you bail, the more and more you bail to the wrong side, your approach gets much, much tougher. But a lot of times you'll get into these spots and you're in the fairway and you think you have a good approach, but like your margin for error is nothing. But like a tour pro sees you're in the fairway and you see a flag just sitting there and they think, oh, yeah. I can. And then when you miss pin high, usually at a Pete Dye course, that's when all goes to hell. And then you're trying to avoid making a big number.
Sounds like people need to buy some credit default swaps.
Yeah, exactly. No bailout.
There's a lot of, you know, but like I think the thing that with Sawgrass, I don't know if I think there's a thrill for the regular player to go play Sawgrass, but like the thing everybody has to keep in mind is this place was designed specifically for tour players. So you're not going to see as much width as you'd see, but that's okay because you've got guys that can have the ball on a string.
Well, talk us through. So that
Crooked Andy.
That leads us into, I mean, I know you walked all 18 for the first time the other day. And I know your initial reaction was like about width and stuff, but I mean, it kind of makes sense when you're talking through what you're saying. But
yeah. I mean, there isn't a ton of width on a lot of holes. There's some that have a ton of width. Like, I think 11's like 46 yards wide.
Nine.
And those are, the par fives are really cool. You've got a lot of variety in the par threes. You've got a long par three. You've got the short one, 17, obviously. Threes, and then the other two are kind of different mid iron shots.
13 is so good.
Yes.
I love that hole. Especially when that pin is like
in the back,
way back left.
Yeah,
so good.
No, I like the back right one. Last year,
because if you miss and you get ejected down the hill,
they couldn't hold the green. Yeah. Nobody could. If anybody that went tried to get at that pin, it would just roll down the back ledge.
Last year was spectacular.
So good.
You guys were out here on Saturday. Just talk us through.
Ken Duke's 65 was the greatest round in the history of golf.
It's hard to argue.
Like, not even, like, there's not even a close second. I'm serious. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, and I think, like,
what was
the
it?
Stats.
Three guys broke par?
Yeah.
Ken Duke shot 65.
65.
Didn't Daniel Berger shoot 69 or something?
I think so. Sounds DB. Right.
Straight vibing.
That, talking to Zach Blair at dinner the other night about it, he's mentioned. He was like, we were golfing. You know, the greens got so fast, he didn't have a tap-in.
Nobody in the group had a tap-in.
Until the 13th hole, the ball just kept rolling like 7 feet by.
Just 6 and 7 footers all day for par.
That sounds awful. I mean, it was great to watch. Yeah.
He said they were legitimately rolling 15 or 16. Oh, I mean.
Spicy.
It's... You know, Sean, you got mad.
What
you
was
saw
the key
him
to,
last night?
Did they Ken were Duke watering make, last night.
Did Ken Duke make a million putts? What did he do?
I don't know. There should be... They
we
should,
need to do an oral history.
Yeah.
We should legitimately do that. We need to get Ken Duke on the pod.
Sir Ken Duke. I think he got knighted by the queen.
Why is nobody doing a... Is anyone going to do a big retrospective on that? Ken Duke 65? We should spearhead that.
Is Ken Duke in the field this year?
Of course. Yes.
I think that was the big piece of content.
I think he might have got a lifetime.
Was working on.
Oh, maybe. It could
have been. That content producing he was doing in the media center.
Ken Duke might have got a lifetime exemption after.
Guys, I don't after see that round. Him. I don't think he's in the field.
He's definitely in the field.
Got to be.
He's not in the field, guys.
I don't know. It's unbelievable that Ken Duke
is not in the field. He shot the best round in the history of golf last year.
How is he not in the field?
You're the one that works for the tour. I mean, you need to be asking these questions.
This might be a clerical error.
Can we get a task force
there
going?
He doesn't have a tee time.
This might be a
This
mistake.
Is disgusting.
You know, this controversy at Sawgrass.
Sally and I introduced ourselves
Did he not finish
to,
one, top 125
to the commissioner last night. We've got a good working relationship now with the commissioner. I'm gonna take this right to the top.
That's on me. I thought for sure he'd be in.
The commish was making rounds, handing out cufflinks today. Did you notice his shirt? He had the blue and gold buttons for his button down shirt. Like, unbelievable attention to detail. Like,
heard a lot of good stuff about the commish.
I've never heard a bad word said about the commish.
You know, he blew up. I was talking to Michael Kim. He just blew it up. He rolled right in, hand on the cufflink. I said, all right, I'm not going to get all
That's fair.
Upset. He's, you know, the commish.
He's probably got a busier schedule than you.
I felt bad in those not pods this morning. It was like mini pods we were doing. I wanted to talk to every guy about the Walker Cup. Like, we had three guys in a row that played in the Walker Cup. Like, Fleetwood, Michael Kim, and somebody else. And we were like, man, like, one of them played the Walker Cup at National. The other one played the Walker Cup at Marion. And, like, just those experiences. Jesus. Like, that, I could have talked to them about that for 2 hours. It's just Illuminati golf.
There's so many interesting, little unique stories out on the tour. I think that
Mark Hubbard.
Mark Hubbard, he's going to come on the pod soon.
Friend of the pod?
He's going to come on the pod. You
That's
know?
Great.
It might put you to sleep. We won't.
I'm so upset right now that Ken Duke.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Got just brushed to the side.
He must not have finished top 125.
It's unbelievable. It justice needs to be served. I see there's a twosome.
Pull up Ken Duke's OWGR.
There's a twosome going off. Can we get him in? You know, Sung Kang and
Sung Il-no.
Yeah.
Send the PJ up. Over to Arkansas.
Might have to get
him.
I think if we get fired up enough, he'll get in. You know.
Let Duke play.
Mm-hmm. Let Duke
finish T3 last year. Free that Duke. Doesn't get him in.
Hashtag let Duke.
Free
play.
Duke.
Free Duke.
Free Duke. So, you know, the other big storyline, I've heard a lot of buzz from the players about it. The players are talking about Westy v. Leishman.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
I mean, Lee Westwood probably is going to be a big factor this week.
I feel like I'm just...
Full disclosure, Andy wears Air Westwood shoes.
Yeah.
So he's got no objectivity in this conversation at all.
I'm all in on the... You know, interesting thing about this new FedEx deal. Part of the deal is that there's no new UPS sponsorships to players.
Seriously?
Yeah. Westy and Oosthuizen.
It still cracks me up that Westy won the FedEx St. Jude Classic of all tournaments.
That might be the reason for this. Isn't that unbelievable?
Crazy. Peak irony.
Brown can't do anything for the PGA Tour guys.
What can Brown do for you? All right, Ken Duke. 10.59 strokes between Duke's score and the field average is the biggest differential in tournament history. Davis Love 64 in 03 is the second biggest.
I think it was up there with the Furyk 59 at Conway Farms.
I think it's...
No, but I mean stroke differential-wise. I think those are among the biggest ever.
I think it blows Furyk's 58 out of the water last year in Travelers.
What about Stenson's 63?
You know who won Travelers? Ken Duke.
How is Ken Duke not in this tournament?
It's
Duke, look up his FedEx Cup from last year.
It's appalling.
It is.
He finished T3 last year. That should get you into the next year.
That's not how it works, though.
That's ridiculous. Right. He almost won.
Look, I'm going to say on this podcast, there's a lot of talk about churning and having more churning, getting guys in, getting guys out, more volatility.
Ian Poulter has his tour card.
Ian Poulter's in the field, and Ken Duke
isn't. Brian Gay's in the field.
Technicalities. They're in on technicalities. And Ken Duke, who finished tied third last year.
With the best round in the history of golf.
Let's see.
Go down.
This is all reworked. Here we go. We'll go 2016. It's amazing Ken Duke's on tour, really.
Go up.
Up.
There you go.
Oh,
go
finished.
No, that's this year. Go back. 26, nope, down. This is good radio here. Up. There.
Oh, there we go. All right, sorry about this. So, Ken Duke, you know.
I finished 153 last year.
153. With not a good. T3.
That's bad. Not good.
He's a horse for the course, though.
Look, we might be working on a statistical outlier here. But
Free Duke. I'm Free Duke.
Cameron Crazy.
I might get a t-shirts made. Free Duke. For the fans.
Pass them out?
Yeah.
For Duke Nation?
Yeah. Hashtag Free Duke.
You should paint yourself.
So go on a
hunger strike at the Block Cabin.
Go stand out by Mulligan's Pub outside the gate with the sign that says Free Duke.
What's your plan tomorrow? Plan of attack, Tron? Where can the people find Tron?
I'm gonna go to four. Four is like the best. That like watching dudes just get ejected, hitting that approach shot into four is my favorite.
Depends where the pin is. Yeah, when the pin's back left, yeah. it's great.
But like back right or like
yeah.
even front right's good.
Yeah.
There's a little bowl there. Exciting.
Supposedly
exciting.
they
green complexes are great.
Supposedly they softened it though.
Really?
Some of the greens have gotten softened.
Not good.
But would you? Well, I don't
probably,
know.
Probably a result of Duke. They're trying to Duke proof the course.
And then they well
wouldn't you?
They
would you
did Duke proof the course. They didn't let him in the field.
The ultimate way to Duke proof is just not to let him in.
Would you rather have severe green complexes or firmer greens? Can't have both.
Severe green complexes.
Really?
I love severe green complexes. Andy feels the exact opposite.
Just you know, I think severe green it's all balance. You know, severe greens with
that wasn't the question.
Severe greens and firm, like you can't have severe greens and really fast greens.
That's what I'm saying.
Says who?
That's what I'm saying.
Firm and fast.
I'm saying, would you rather have firm and fast, or severe complexes?
Firm and fast all day.
Yeah.
Because like I think actually subtle greens are the most maddening. Right. Because like you can't, you're trying to see. Is
they're not
like
as fun to
little,
watch, but I think it's more of a player.
You always want there to be break in a putt. It's so hard to read a straight putt.
Yes.
You always think there's something in it. Yeah.
So I think the hardest greens for these guys is subtle ones because
don't they say that about like Wylie and stuff like that, yeah. where like it looks super flat, but it's
dude,
just
that was the thing
hard
about,
to make a straight.
That was the thing about a lot of those the open road courses we played over in England, like. The ones at Liverpool were pretty flat, but they were just so subtle.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle with that coming down here, too, because Bermuda greens tend to be a little bit flatter just in nature than, like, a bent grass green up in the Northeast. And, yeah, you just always, like, the breaks are so much more subtle and they're so much harder to read.
So are you in on flat, firm, and fast greens now? Seems
no,
like you've
I'm
shifted.
Not. No, I'm in on... severe.
You just love carnage.
I know, I do. I want firm, fast, severe greens.
You just want to see somebody just.
I love ejections.
It, you know what it is?
I like the brown on the scorecard.
It's because, you know, you got ejected early from the shootout, and you just like to see others commemorate in misery.
He didn't get ejected as early as he should have.
No.
To
no.
be fair.
Hey,
dishonesty.
Technicality.
On the range today, I went over to the ball tent. They did not have Vulpix out there.
I've always been curious about this. What does Bubba hit on the range?
Vulpix.
They didn't have
them. Didn't
Maybe he just they just have a couple bags?
Well, he's the only guy that hits Vulpix, so they
Tim
probably
Petrovic.
Just... they just
Petrovic hits him?
Oh, yeah.
Former pizza delivery guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. How about Bubba? He's about to slip out of the top 30 in the rankings. Like...
that's where it goes. I mean,
life comes at you fast.
You get outside that top 50, and it just slides.
Can we talk about Hunter Mahan's world ranking?
600 and something.
Did he make the cut last week? Or two weeks ago?
He finished outside the top 50. He might not have gotten world ranking points.
Will Gray had that great tweet.
Yeah.
It's been exactly 1 year since he's earned a world ranking point.
Because if you finish really low...
what was his... was he hurt? What was...
stinks.
Man.
I think that's it. Just as
it just slides, it goes away.
Bad,
but this
hard work.
I think we're gonna see more of this though in this era.
Churn.
Of the tour.
I want more churn,
well,
baby.
There's the money. There's not as much monetary incentive once you've racked $30 million in earnings on and off the course. Like, why once you land a big Ace Hardware deal, like what incentive is there to play well on the golf course?
It's true.
I love that Ace went to Furyk. Good fit.
That logo is so big on his sleeve.
That's great.
Tron, what's the worst sponsorship on tour? Is it Skechers? Is it Volvic?
Hold on, let me grind on this one for a sec. You guys keep talking amongst yourselves.
You know, I don't like the big sponsor stuff on these guys' shirts.
I think Patrick Reed's Tax Slayer sponsorship's up there.
Ah, you live in Jackson now, home of the Tax Slayer Bowl. Might have to admit, not good.
Tax Slayer is bad.
All right, what else we got this week? What else to watch for this week?
Where are
you going to be? Where are you going to be?
I haven't decided. I haven't.
Where can the people find the fried egg? You're the fried egg. That's what they all say.
I'm probably. I don't know. In the morning, I might go out and watch a full 18.
I'll tell you,
I'm gonna pick a group and go full 18 with them. Just walk.
That's the best.
And then in the afternoon, I might just chill on 12.
Who's Spencer Levine paired with?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
Tron, you gotta get
Johnson Wagner and Luke list.
Dumpy Johnson Wagner's.
There's some.
I'm watching that one.
Different ways to get it done there.
2:36 p.m. We should make an afternoon round of it.
Yeah.
We could catch them out, and they're off the back nine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because everybody's going to be tied up on the front with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing the junk man, too.
I saw that.
He's going up last off the front.
I think you should support Smiley.
I should.
Smiley's Army.
I think that would mean a lot to him.
Yeah.
And Ernie.
Big Ern.
And Hot Jarl. That's a good little group there.
I might not even go to the tournament. I might start a hunger strike here.
About the Duke thing?
This Duke situation's got me really ruffled, man.
Yeah. Ryan Ruffles over here.
You know, that's what they wanted, though. They wanted you to get riled up about Duke. They wanted you not to be there. You know?
I'm so upset.
I think it's gonna give him motivation.
Who's gonna win the Canadian Players Championship? So we got David Hearn.
We might need to
Hey Sarson.
Sarson, you over there?
Come on in. We got a question. We're gonna call in Canadian expert Adam Sarson here.
Resident Canadian expert.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow Leishman and Every tomorrow morning.
They're paired together. That's nice.
We want to know who's winning the Canadian Players Championship this week. Is it Hearn? Is it Dillette? Is it
Matthews?
Hadwin?
Matthews was a resoundingly positive takeaways like this morning. Everybody loved him from the thing. Very astute, very.
Yeah, Mac is a very thoughtful guy.
Very thoughtful,
he's,
man.
Yeah, he's very. You can tell that he actually cares about what he's actually saying. I mean, if I had to pick somebody to actually of the four of them, it has to be Hadwin though.
I mean, I kind of think this is a good course for him.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
he almost was my dark horse.
I mean, he's such a good putter that it's hard to ever really see him. I mean, if his ball striking is even, you know, say slightly above average, I mean, he's going to be in contention. Like, he's that good. He's that good on the greens.
He's got a friendly pairing, too. He's playing with Alex Noren and Luke Donald. You know?
You walked some holes with LD this week.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was good. It was interesting. You know, we talked a little bit about the design and just how golf's changed. I mean, he's a very thoughtful guy. You know?
He it's incredible how good he is inside 100 yards.
Oh, my God. Watching him pitch a ball is like one of the prettiest things to do.
If he's got an average shot from 100 yards, like average pin, average everything, what is his average distance from the hole?
The most incredible thing is to watch him hit bunker shots. If you watch him hit bunker shots, like they very rarely are outside of 3 feet. Like you're surprised when they're like 6 feet.
I think the most incredible thing is to watch him hit drivers because it's so bad.
Hey, you know, he
gets it done.
He got to the top of the mountain, you know?
You should follow Homeless Hubbard. Homeless Hubs.
What time's he off?
Homeless Heidi.
7:32 with Mulder and Nah.
Is he on the front or the back?
He's on the back.
Ooh. That's an interesting pairing.
I like Cantlay this week. I'm changing my dark horse pick.
Paulie likes Cantlay, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. It gives me even more confidence.
He played well at Harbortown. He played well at Valspar. Like, those are courses that demand Bermuda.
Worked the ball both ways off the tee.
I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play. Like, I think he's going to be a guy that doesn't play a ton of tournaments. Like, you're never going to see him playing a lot of tournaments because of the back.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a stud. He, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. It's just good to have him back. What about
Steve Stricker in the field this week?
Yeah, I saw that. Should we do?
How is Steve Stricker? He should have given up his
Ken Duke.
That's what I'm saying, man. Probably finished top five in a major, like he typically does.
Yeah, probably.
Gerrymandered his way in.
That's gerrymandered. Should we do one? Let's do one hot take prediction for the week.
Oh, you want me to go first? I guess I will.
You know what I'm gonna say? I don't know that it's that hot. You guys are gonna say this is kind of mild, but he fucking.
It's okay. This is a safe zone.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he torched the course last year. I think J-Day misses the cut.
I think unequivocally.
Not hot enough?
No, that's not even remotely hot.
Turn up the heat?
Turn up the heat, baby.
Oh, man. I do love Pat Perez out here.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. You know, they get ejected. If, you never know who's going to make the cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think Fleetwood will be a factor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good vibes today, Tron?
Great vibes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great hair?
But the best lettuce. The best lettuce.
Sergio could go back to the field. Nobody's really talking about Sergio.
Streb finishes top 10.
Ooh, that's good. Streb loves it here.
I know.
What about Scam Smith?
Didn't get a whole lot out of him this morning. He's just real chill. He's trying to move to Jack's Beach.
I thought he lived here.
No, he lives down like in Ponte Vedra. He wants to move to the
Be in the action.
To the beaches. He wants to be in the center of it all. Up with Maddie and Maddie Kelly and I.
And Tron. He wants to be
my neighbor Leishman's caddy.
He wants to be in the woke coast.
Yeah.
Florida's woke coast.
What about Bernhard?
Ooh. Bernhard makes the cut? I'll go with that. I'll go with that as my take. I'm gonna say J-Day misses the cut, Bernhard makes the cut.
Okay.
Mark Hubbard factor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got some good stuff from him?
I just got good vibes from him.
That's great.
Yeah.
Honorbon Lahiri might win.
Yeah?
Airbnb.
Not till July, my friend.
I think he's due. He's due.
He bombs it.
Still the most cryptic comment ever made.
I know, I need to ask him about that this week.
You need to share the story.
We're at Harbortown. He walks, Airbnb walks by, and he's like, oh, it's Airbnb. And he's like, not till July, my friend. And Randy and DJ and I just kind of look at each other and we're like, what's that? What does that mean?
It's been in my head ever since. It's been in my head for a month. Yeah. What he could have possibly meant.
All right. Overrated, underrated.
It's time. Wrap it up.
Oak Bridge National.
Ooh.
Underrated.
I say underrated. I had a great time out there.
Everybody dumps on it. And I liked it.
We went and looped 9 last night at like 7 o'clock. Yeah. It was great. It's tough off the tee. I know that's gonna be where you give it low marks.
It does have good greens.
It has great greens. Yeah. Complexes were great.
Conditioned greens.
No, but the green complexes were awesome. I'm gonna say underrated. Some of
Ed Say's better work.
Yeah, and the whole plan that's going into, for those that don't know, which is probably everybody.
Yeah.
Oak Bridge National is the golf course right next to TPC Sawgrass
that the blog cabin sits on. Second hole?
In between the first and second hole.
Yeah, that's where we had the shootout.
We got a pool and a pond.
We've got a pond and a pool.
We've got a view of Crooked Tron's 8, the snowman. Yeah. What all happened? Almost went in the water, then sure enough, next shot.
Next topic.
Found his watery doom.
Yeah, I'm going to say Oak Bridge National underrated, especially since they're going to go through a very woke renovation, changing it to a 12-hole course, kind of an after-work course. Love it.
Underrated, yeah.
We're going to go next with 17th hole.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wait,
I mean, I know, I can see not... what you're trying to bait us into here. You're trying to bait us into going overrated.
I think it's disappointing for me. Remember when the Euro Tour, I think it was in Turkey, they did like the tee off the top of like an apartment building.
Yeah, with a pool. There was a pool.
Yeah, like they should do that. Like you tee off from a hospitality.
Ricky did that when he was doing like his media tour. They were having him hit shots. He was hitting shots from like up in like the Golf Channel complex down to the green. That's and fantastic. It was awesome. It was like 185 coming into there from like 40 feet up. I'm still going to say underrated, man. Like it's one of those places that like there is just nothing more fun. Like it's fun to watch all the strategy holes. It's fun to watch all that stuff, but like there's nothing more fun on tour, I don't think, than like going out with your friends and just
betting.
Yeah, just betting, and everybody takes one guy on the tee who hits it closest, and just watching dudes make birdies, watching guys get ejected. It's so
who got ejected last year? Russell Knox.
Russell Knox.
He made like an 8 or something.
He made a 9.
I love that.
He made a 9, and then he came
back.
He was
so cool about it.
He was talking about it. We did a piece that's going up today. We went back to 17 with him and played it on a video game. He fared a little better. Stuck it close. Spoiler alert.
It's
you heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
Breaking, you're giving a sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
So, what do you think?
I'm actually underrated. I think it's just cool. It's a take off of like the whole idea of these short par threes being like hit it or you're done. Like you know, a lot of places do it with bunkers and stuff, but the 17th is, you know, it's the ultimate viewing spectacle.
Porter, 17th hole, overrated, underrated.
I'm just gonna make a sandwich like Tron's dad.
We're trying to have a podcast.
Yeah,
I say overrated.
Wow! We all said underrated.
I said over.
Kyle, are those golf shoes?
Ish.
Technically,
Porter. Porter may or may not have worn golf shoes to the golf course today.
I'm in with big sunglasses now too.
Oh, did you go to the Oakley thing?
Big lenses.
Oh. Yeah. Big optical.
Big optical. Yeah. All
right.
It's
what
been compromised.
What else?
We're gonna go with Jacksonville.
Way underrated.
Way overrated. Don't move here.
Yeah, don't come here.
I'm saying we got enough. Jacksonville. Not your beach communities. Hmm. I'm saying the city of Jacksonville.
Well, it's the largest city by geographic area in the country. So.
Doesn't mean it's good.
It is. There's a lot of variety. You love variety. There's a lot of variety.
There's
and strategy.
A lot of width.
There's a lot of width and angles and strategy that
now
go into Jacksonville.
You might have just sold me on Jacksonville.
You haven't seen anything here yet, though. You haven't gone to like.
You haven't gone to a Jags game.
You haven't gone to a Jags game. You haven't gone to San Marco, Riverside.
You couldn't pay me to go watch Blake Bortles play football.
Oh God! All right, we're getting off the rails.
All right, DJ and I were talking about it. Our plan for football season, if and when the Jaguars ever have a 4 o'clock game, which I don't think has ever it's happened in like 10 years.
You can't watch them; they're all blacked out.
If they do have a 4 o'clock game, we're gonna go play Hyde Park. First thing in the morning at like 6:30 a.m. Be first ones off, playing like 2 hours, and then go over to the Quan, play the Quan, and then go tailgate.
To the
so get 36 in, and then go tailgate and go to the Jags game.
Man,
Donald Ross, overrated, underrated.
That's a good one. Never thought about asking this one.
Though there's so many designs ascribed to Donald Ross that he never even.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta take the whole body of work.
I'm saying overrated because he's the most well known among the common golfer. So people will be like,
just overrated by definition.
It's a Donald Ross course. It's a Donald Ross course. Yeah. But he's a great architect.
Donald
I think
Ross
he's just
fucks.
He's yeah. I mean, like in no way am I saying that Donald Ross is not good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He is
high floor, high ceiling.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Hey, who's your ultimate high floor, low ceiling golfer?
Kuchar.
Yeah.
Yes,
Kuchar. it's verifiable.
Unequivocal.
Yeah, verifiable fact.
I can't believe you didn't go Westy there.
I should have. So many similarities.
Are you going to just Venmo me now?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, Westy's going to go out and dust off like a 66 all right. tomorrow morning.
He definitely is.
Brooks Koepka.
And then he's going to slowly.
Overrated, underrated.
I was actually going to ask Michelob Ultra.
You're doing that thing today, right?
I don't know.
16 or 17?
They needed the autoresponder of the, don't be offended if I don't reply. I would say Koepka is, I think he's underrated.
Yeah?
I think he's overrated.
I don't think he's going to play well this week.
He's a bomb and gouge specialist.
All right.
Anything else?
No. We'll be getting some out. You know, sorry for the delay in getting, the pods
to you. Yeah, people were hot about that.
Yeah, it's
been
a busy. I
think we were workshopping a lot of takes.
Yeah, it's been, you know.
Limbering up.
I need to fill my tank back up.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of busy travel, getting accommodated,
Need to sleep.
Maybe you can get out and just watch some golf and just kind of recharge on the takes.
We'll be out, we'll get some more of these out.
Yeah.
And enjoy the first round.
And let's get Ken Duke in the field.
Free Duke!
Free Duke.
He's on the field.